More than 20 years ago, Agent Dale Cooper first entered the fictional town of Pacific Northwest Twin Peaks at the dawn of the 90s to solve the mystery of what happened to high schooler Laura Palmer.
Diane, 11:30 a.m., February 24th. Entering the town of Twin Peaks. It's 5 miles south of the Canadian border, 12 miles west of the state line. Never seen so many trees in my life.
Along the way, Agent Cooper's investigation included lots of cherry pie and especially coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. I've had I can't tell you how many cups of coffee in my life, and this is one of the best.
But were there some psychedelic mushrooms in that damn good coffee? The quirky, often inscrutable TV series Twin Peaks, created by David Lynch and Mark Frost, changed TV forever. It was both the soap opera Dallas and theater of the bizarre Twilight Zone of its day, pushing the boundaries of cinematography on the small screen. And so ABC canceled it after 30 episodes. Let's have no more of that, they said. Well, yesterday at 11:30 a.m. exactly, the same time Agent Dale Cooper first entered the town of Twin Peaks, Lynch and Frost posted that they're bringing back the world of owls and red curtains for one more season for Showtime in 2016. Joining me now is a joyful Jennifer Stuller, pop culture historian and Twin Peaks superfan. Jennifer, can you contain yourself?
No, I absolutely cannot. I might have cried a little bit yesterday.
So what's going to happen? I mean, it's not as though there's something to resolve, or is there?
I think there are definitely things to resolve. And I think there's, more importantly, there's more story to tell. I mean, the idea of telling a story 25 years later is really exciting. It's quite marvelous.
But are they going to put like that Microsoft moved in and Jeff Bezos will be in there? Because up in Seattle, I mean, the place has totally changed.
The place has changed. But I mean, the place still has this glorious, dark, moody forest aesthetic to it. So, you know, when David Lynch is exploring the sort of seedy underbelly of what appear to be, you know, joyful or normal small towns, I think there's still something there, in addition to whatever mysteries were still remaining when the series ended back in 1991.
Jennifer, how has Twin Peaks formed a narrative woven into your own life since 1991?
Well, when the series debuted, I was 15 years old, and I would kick my family out of the house so that I could sit and quietly watch Twin Peaks without interruption, and I would have my cherry pie and coffee ready. When my husband and I got married, we got married at the Salish Lodge, which served as the exterior of the Great Northern Hotel, and yes, we got married there because of Twin Peaks and the glorious waterfall. When I was 16, my father took me to the very first Twin Peaks Festival in 1992 in Snoqualmie and North Bend. And these festivals continue to this day, which shows that there's still this cult fandom there. And now that I study pop culture history and storytelling and representation of women in pop culture, there's Twin Peaks was definitely one of the formative narratives in what has ultimately become my career. So there's a fandom aspect and there's a career aspect as well.
Right. So basically Twin Peaks has almost nothing to do with your life. In a sense, we should not be surprised by them bringing this back. Listen.
I'll see you again in 25 years.
So there you got deceased Laura Palmer in the final episode of the show telling Dale Cooper that she'll see him again in 25 years. So, Jennifer, will you be able to kick people out of your house in 2016 to watch this final season?
Well, no, my husband knows to be quiet during my shows. No, and we're both excited. And I think, I have some girlfriends yesterday. My internet blew up yesterday, all of my social media. And one of my dear friends is already arranging a rewatch called the Bookhouse Girls Rewatch. And so I think that when the show comes back, there will definitely be more of a group celebration to the viewing experience.
Well, we'll have to get a microphone there to your group experience. Jennifer Stuller, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Pop culture historian and Seattleite geek, huge fan of Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.